This is the Overclocked Playlist, a collection of listener-submitted recommendations so we can all discover music together. This week's theme is accordion music.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the first installment of the Overclocked Playlist. I'm your host, Brian, and joining me today is my brother and co-host, Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Brian. I'm joining you today as your co-host and brother, Stephen.
Yeah, this is kind of like a mini-sode. We talked about this on the last Overclocked podcast, but basically in off weeks when we don't have interviews and segments and everything lined up, we're just going to do a quick version of the playlist where we bring 10 tracks that was submitted from the community about a particular topic and going to play that all for you. But we thought it'd be fun at the top of the show, because we are narcissists, to have a little version of our old segment, Secret Songs, where we're each going to bring one song related to a given week's playlist and play them for each other, discuss them a little bit, and just have a little bit of good conversation before jumping into the main playlist.
I have nothing to add.
Yes.
That was uncharacteristically straightforward and efficient of us.
Of me, I believe you mean to say.
That's true. Mine part was just dumb and redundant.
You would have derailed that horribly if you'd said anything. So
yes. Okay, I'll derail it later. Let's do the thing.
Yep.
All right, so we got a couple of semi-secret songs going on here. Yep. Let's play Rock, Paper, Scissors and see who gets to do it.
Oh, come on. We can't just crew the Mercado Bros on everything. Instead, we're going to play Tic-Tac-Toe. Ready?
Okay.
Who goes first?
I go first. Upper left. Right.
Upper right.
Middle.
Bottom right.
Mid right.
Mid left. We're going to tie.
Oh, tie.
All right.
This is officially, this is the nightmare situation when people thought we weren't going to do episodes every week.
We had to make up for our efficiency. All right, let's go with yours first because it's the first link in the document.
Okay. Okay. We'll click on three. You ready? Yep. One, two, three.
Ooh, this sounds like Zelda.
Oh, it just might be.
This is like Skyward Sword something?
This is Skyward Sword.
Skyloft. Okay.
Skyloft.
I forgot that was an accordion, like a mandolin and stuff.
Huh. It's a very Italian sort of sound.
So it sounds like you were like me, and you're like, there is no way I'm going to find a video game accordion song that the other does not know about.
I think I could have done it, but I've been listening to this song so much recently, and it just happens to have accordions in it. And I don't know, I really wanted to highlight it here.
Okay. Why even listening to it? Are you planning to make a spiritual successor to Skyward Sword?
No.
Okay.
No. That's a fool's errand. I just have added it to my wake up in the morning relaxing music playlist, so I'm hearing it a lot. And it's really become one of my favorite Zelda Town themes. Possibly even my favorite.
Ooh, your favorite Zelda Town theme. So you like it more than Kakariko? You like it more than
I think,
coming to think of
I
it, Zelda Town themes aren't really what I think of for Zelda music.
Like, Windfall is lovely from Wind
they're
Waker.
They're never my favorites, though. Outset's pretty good, but, like, Castle Town's Black and... Oh, Clock Town's really good.
Clock Town is amazing. Okay, maybe Clock Town is better. The point is, it's extremely relaxing, and I love the instrument choices. In fact, I want to stop talking so we can listen to it. I think something I love about it so
much... Oh, I just
much...
noticed something.
What?
The strings in the background go, na na na. Isn't that like another Zelda melody?
You mean like, ba-da-ba, 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 ba-da-ba. I guess you're right.
I don't know if that's purposeful, but I heard the strings in the background do that, and I'm like, wow, that's...
I never picked up on that. That's cool. Yeah,
really sounds like...
Mm-hmm. I like it so much because it takes that kind of mandolin, accordion, Italian sound, but it doesn't go full on sort of romantic with it. It's much more every day and peaceful, and you can just see those, you know, white clouds floating by, mm-hmm. and it's really nice.
It is really nice. Well, speaking of really nice, let's be really nice to me and play my song.
Okay. Let's All click right. on three.
You ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
So you basically just picked the same thing you picked the first time we did this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Spring Emotions from Sonic Runners was, like, had been newly released when we did our first playlist.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no complaints, though. The song is amazing.
Yep. And I never did it in a secret song. To be fair, my first thought was Cass's theme from Breath of the Wild, but I didn't want to steal that from the person who actually submitted it.
You mean the two people who submitted it?
Yeah, exactly. So, again, like, and then the other one I thought of was the song you submitted last time, which is Dark Cloud. I'm pretty sure you submitted the Dark Cloud Town theme. So I was kind of running out of time and ideas.
I mean, just play Sonic Runners music.
Yeah.
Just do it. And it's everyone, this is a good moment. Public service announcement. The next Sonic game, Sonic Forces, is... So far, it sounds like it's going to be a spiritual successor to Sonic Runners, which is very good. So we're probably going to talk about that music as soon as humanly possible. Yes, yes, not the game.
I was about to say the game, not so much.
No, who cares about the game?
Yeah.
I want to listen to the music.
Uh-huh. So here you can hear some accordion. Sounds like the opening to a very upbeat anime.
I love that duet between the accordion and the violin, I guess is what it is.
I believe that's a cello. No, it's not. Don't listen to me. But also, it's a fitting song because this is Spring Emotions from Sonic Runner and Runners, and we're nearing the end of spring.
You're right. One could say we're running away from it.
Uh-huh. And one
might have emotions about that.
That is what one could say. So
those are our picks for the accordion.
Yeah, what did you guys pick? I wonder how we'll find out.
Well, maybe we should listen, because, Brian, I have a feeling that this is going to be a great playlist accordion to me. No. Nope. Nope. Abandon that one. Okay, so we're gonna move on with the rest of the playlist soon. Don't worry. I do want to mention that next week is going to be a regular episode, and the playlist theme is going to be Jeremy Soule, a composer who did the music to such video games as The Elder Scrolls 3-5.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be fun because we're going to have on Rosen, who is a sort of remixer and composer who did a tribute album to Skyrim. And
whoa, that's a huge coincidence. We're doing Jeremy Soule.
Wow. Just the gods such as, what are some Skyrim?
Talos?
Such as Talos. Praise Talos is what I'm saying here. Mm. I know that's controversial in the Skyrim lore. But the coincidence is here. So that's going to be fun. I've never met someone who like knows more about Elder Scrolls music than me, so that was a treat. So.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump into the playlist then, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye, everybody. I'm not used to this.
Cass's theme from The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and submitted by Luigi.
The Gang of Venice, from God Hand, and submitted by Square Evil.
Delfino Plaza from Super Mario Sunshine and submitted by Joseph G.
Rising Tower Live Version from Professor Layton and the Curious Village and submitted by Snurf Snarf. Rooftop Run Night from Sonic Unleashed and submitted by Sothen. Love's Vagrant from Bravely Default and submitted by Harpsona. Medusa's Vince, originally from Echo the Tides of Time, remixed by Random Encounter, and submitted by Rexy. A Red Apple from Gravity Rush 2 and submitted by Lion Tamer.
La Mer from Suikoden 4 and submitted by Yorito.
The Valley Comes Alive, from Stardew Valley, and submitted by Jeff.
Thank you.